We, in the last 6 months or so, have picked up a bunch of new radio stations here at this company. We used to just be, it was us, it was 1700, sometimes certain shows get simulcast, it was the Walrus, we used to put Padre games there, now we picked up an alternative station, 91X, and a couple of others as well. And here and in studio, making a cameo appearance, so we did not expect this today, but coming in to do a spot and do an interview with one of our other stations, Chargers linebacker Sean Phillips. Here and in studio. Hold on, let's turn up his headphone volume there so he can hear us. But it is certainly unexpected to see Sean Phillips here on a Tuesday. Sean, good to see you.
Always good to be here, guys. It's like home.
How we doing?
I'm doing good. Healthy.
Healthy?
Yeah, that's what's most important, healthy right now.
Did you watch the draft?
No, I didn't. It's kind of boring. I don't really like get into it.
See, certain guys, you got guys on your team, guys like Philip Rivers who are into it. And then you got guys like you and Jammers. Like, man, I don't. We had Jammer on a couple weeks ago. He's like, man, I don't care about those guys until they come in here. Until I know they're a Charger, I don't really care about them.
Exactly, because we've seen a lot of bodies come and go. You know, I mean, I guess we should be worried because, you know, it could be somebody potentially taking our spot, or it could be somebody potentially helping our team out. So, but we'll see that once the pads get on and all that good stuff.
So you're not worried? I don't know that a true outside linebacker was selected in this draft.
I'm always worried. I mean, it's always somebody, because if you're not worried, I mean, you're not hungry, and I like to stay hungry. So it's always competition, and the most the competition should be within yourself. That's who I compete against. It don't matter who's on the field, if it's the best player or the worst player. I compete against myself, and that's why I continue to strive to get better.
How's the offseason been?
Offseason's good. Did a little traveling, a little vacation, a little family time, and now it's back to work.
Now it's back to work. No more vacations. You've been you've been a guy that's gone out to like Wimbledon and stuff, right?
Yeah, of course. I've been to Wimbledon, been to Brazil, Argentina. I'm gonna go to Spain this year in a couple of months. I don't want to disclose my dates yet.
Just in case the masses all want to start jumping on board flights and follow you out there,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Well, you're not going to be running with the Bulls or anything, right?
No, never. I would never do nothing like that.
Okay.
I don't jeopardize my career for anything. So no jumping out of balloons, no skiing, no skydiving, no hot air balloon rides. I don't do none of that stuff.
So you're in here, and we're talking to Sean Phillips, totally unexpected and unscheduled. Sean Phillips here and in studio. So you're here. You were on one of our sister stations here promoting an event you have coming up.
Yes.
Which what's the event?
It's the Coca-Cola Stars and Stripes Bowling Extravaganza. So basically what it is we're doing a bowling event, raising money for App School All-Stars, which is my nonprofit organization that I've been working with for the last 4 years. That's been doing great, and we've been getting a lot of great help, a lot of great feedback, and a lot of great sponsors. And again, we're always looking for more sponsors, and we're always looking for more people to help out.
Now, how would people get involved? How would people get in touch?
They can go to www.appschoolallstars.org. That's a way you can go on there. You can find out any information you need to find out about App School All-Stars, about me, about any upcoming events, how to help with the upcoming events, how to donate, whatever you want to do.
That's a pretty long relationship you got here with After School All-Stars.
Yes.
You've been with them since like day one, haven't you?
Yeah, they're loyal to me and I'm loyal to them. And the one great thing is that I get to know where the money's going. You know what I mean? And I know that the money's going to the program, because a lot of people, you know, get involved in programs and they don't really see the money. We get to see the money. We get to see the benefits of the money. And the kids definitely get to see the benefits of the money, which is most important.
Yeah, I'm sure. And afterschoolallstars.org.
Yes, afterschoolallstars.org.
And when's the event?
May 6th at East Village Tavern.
Oh, downtown.
Yes, check-in's at 5:30. Try to get there. We still have open spots available if you want to just walk in and buy a ticket at the door. That every penny helps, and every bit of time helps.
Now, how come, you know, no golf outing? We know you're a bowler.
We're doing golf, too. Golf's later in the summer. You know,
bowling's more your thing.
Definitely. I mean, I just don't – the 4 hours that I got to commit to golf is just a bit much for me. I'd rather just, you know, play an hour or two of bowling and I'm good to go. That'll be my outing for the day.
What's your best game? What can you do? How skilled are you?
I don't want to tell on myself, so I'll wait.
Did you ever roll a 300?
Never. Ever.
Did you ever break 200?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certain guys are happy when they break 100.
Yeah. I mean, you'd want me on your team.
Do you have your own shoes?
Of course.
You have your own ball?
Of course. But
does
I'm
it
not
have a
going.
Name?
I'm not going to take my ball to the bowling event because I don't think it's fair, because of the fact that everyone else is using the wax balls. I shouldn't get to use my ball. If it was competitive, I was actually like betting on it or winning some money or going to like you know, go against some real people, then I would. But I just don't think it's fair.
So now, do you do that on a when you're not doing something for the After School All Stars? Do you go compete? Are you competitive in different bowling circles?
League? No league. But I bowl with the boys. You know, me, Cooper, and Cooper has a bunch of cousins that live with them, and I have two little brothers that live with me. So we go to the bowling alley, but that's just the warm up before the karaoke, which is the good part.
You do karaoke?
Yeah, we do karaoke. Why not? It's fun.
Come on, you do it yourself.
Yes, I'll get up there. But I turn mine more into like a stand-up comedy session. I love, like, you know, making jokes about people and, you know, things like that. So
what's your song
fun.
Of choice? What can we hear Sean Phillips belting out karaoke one night?
I'll sing anything from Sweet Home Alabama to Salt and Pepper. It don't matter. Anyone.
Salt and Pepper.
Anything. If you got it, if it's a song I like, I'm going to sing it.
All right. Sean Phillips is here in studio and has an appearance coming up on May 6th, afterschoolallstars.org. Sean, you've been a part of this team now for a while since it's been good during the course of your time here. Has there been an off season that you can remember where people, and I know you're very interactive with fans, this was really, really tough for a lot of fans to take. Have you ever seen this kind of fan reaction from a playoff loss in the past?
No, not at all. I mean, but it's okay. I mean, it's only one team that's going to be happy at the end of the day every single year anyway. So if we went 16-0 and lost in the first round, or if we went 16-0 and lost in the Super Bowl, you're still coming up last, you know what I mean? Second is last. It's only one team, and the only team that's happy is New Orleans Saints. I mean, because I can guarantee you the Indianapolis Colts aren't happy. They made it to the Super Bowl, and they're not happy. So whoever wins the big show is the happy team. Everyone else just got to get back to the drawing board and go work their butt off to try to do it next year.
Now, for the fans, and again, I'm just kind of painting them all with the same brush here. From a player standpoint, was this any tougher than any of the previous ones?
Not at all. I mean, every loss to me is tough, no matter if it's the playoffs or regular season. I mean, obviously the playoffs are a little bit more important, but all losses are they hurt me, you know. But again, the fun part about football and the fun part about what we do and having a good team is that we get to climb back up to the mountaintop again. You know, it's like we fall all the way back down, but what better way to make everything all better by climbing back to the mountaintop and getting it done, you know? So it just is what it is. It's like playing a video game. You know, back in the day, you used to play a video game and you die. You got to go back to the beginning of the board and do it all over again, you know? But it's fun, though. You learn more lessons. You get better. You get to perfect your craft, and you get to do what you love best, which is play football.
You know, the losing part was tough enough for a lot of people to take, Sean, and you know, you've been on the show for a lot of years. But also people pointed about some of the self-inflicted stuff that went on the field, whether
Definitely.
It was Vincent and your penalty has certainly come mm-hmm. up a time or two on this radio station.
Yeah.
When you look back on that, I haven't heard you explain what went on there. I mean, what did Ferguson do to get under your skin to cause that kind of reaction?
It wasn't that he was under my skin. It's just it's like retaliation. Somebody hits you, you hit him back. You know, I it's something I do all the time. You know what I mean? So it ain't like I was like running down the field and like chased them down and like headbutted them. You know, like if somebody's charging at you, like a defense mechanism is you lower your head and you like give him a jolt. He's obviously a foot taller than me, so I didn't go to hit him in the head or like I hit him in the back of the head. He was running at me and I protected myself, you know what I mean? Which is like people look at one play like, oh, this play, what about the plays that we made to get us to that part in the playoffs? People, you know, don't pat you on the back for that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure I made way more plays and Vincent made way more plays or anybody else has made way more plays to get us there than they have not made plays, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, and if someone could do better, then they should try out for the team. If they can't do better, then they should shut their mouth.
Yeah, but you don't think it's fair then to say or suggest that those showed a little bit of an uncharacteristic self-control from you guys?
Bottom line,
you don't think it's fair that someone it gets criticized
can do it,
at all?
If someone can do it themselves and do a better job, then they should go out and do it. Like, if you can do a better job, then you should go out and do it.
That's but I can't play football the way you can.
So then your job is to critique, and you should just critique, and you can say what you say, but we might critique and be like, hey, your voice sucks over the air. You know what I mean? Like,
fair, sure.
Everyone's allowed to have an opinion. And I mean, I didn't take offense to it. I know I go out there and leave it all on the field every single day. So, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't bother me. I know I work, you know, and the next person works. And people who make great plays, they do their job. And people who mess up sometimes, they do their job. You know, it's the nature of the business, and everyone's going to have an opinion. You know what I mean? Like, if we win the game and that doesn't happen, I mean, one play doesn't decide a game, you know, like whether it was a play in the beginning of the game or a play in the end of the game, you know, because obviously something else led to something, you know what I mean? So it's never one play. So, like, I would never blame it on, like, I don't know, somebody for dropping the game when it catches. Like, they did it. But that wasn't the play. The game shouldn't have came down to that. I mean, it did, but you can't just blame that one person, because what about something else that happened earlier in the game that, you know, that gets negated because it happened.
And there were a ton of things, you know, missed field goal. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I would never say.
And you're not pointing the finger out.
No, I would never say Nate lost the game for us. Nate didn't do anything. There's a number of things that went wrong. Whether I had a penalty, whether, you know, somebody dropped a pass or somebody didn't pick up a block. There's numerous things that go on throughout a game. It's never one play that decides the game. And even that play that's the last touchdown that's dropped, or somebody that didn't blown coverage at the end of the game. Like, it's. You could say it's their fault, but it's not, because that's not the only thing that happened, you know? And again, if someone could do a better job, then they should be doing it.
Okay, but as far as it goes with that play itself, I mean, is that something where, you know, you say to yourself, and you're right, it's one play out of who knows however many there were that day, and there's plenty of different areas, and we've dissected this game a billion different times.
Of course.
You know, the only thing that's going to make it stop is for you guys to get back in the training camp.
Exactly.
But I mean, is it fair to say that that was a regrettable moment for you?
No, I don't regret nothing I've ever done in life. Like, well, if you live with regrets, then you obviously did something wrong. I mean, I don't have any regrets, because when I make a big sack, like, you know, do you guys regret that I made that big sack? No.
But
you
that's
guys,
a positive play.
Okay, well, don't pat me on my back regardless if I do something good or if I do something bad. Unless you can do a better job, then you should just cheer. You should just be a cheerleader.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think some people would disagree with that. But
of course,
but, you know,
people are allowed to have an opinion. Everyone's allowed to have an opinion. If someone can do better, then go play football. If you can't do better, then keep your opinion to yourself. Or just say your opinion, but you can't beat nobody up over it. Like, it should be like, hey, you kind of messed up. Like, okay, cool, thanks, I did.
Do you feel like you were beaten up over that?
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, people say what they say, but everyone's going to have it. It's some people that think I'm the worst player on the field. It's some people that think I'm the best player on the field. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's allowed to have their opinion. I would never get mad at somebody for having their opinion. That's why it's called an opinion. You're allowed to have an opinion on anything you want, and I would never get upset at somebody for having an opinion.
So, and you know what? You go out and you have 10 sacks this year, and a lot of people forget that.
Exactly. And then, but those people, I won't give them a high five, because they tried to pat me on my back then, but then they won't now, so. Whatever.
So that's it? So you taking notes? Are you remembering who's doing what?
I just go do my job to the best of my ability, and I continue to do that, and I'll always do that. I do my job to the best of my ability. Sometimes I'm going to mess up. Sometimes I'm going to do great. But no matter what, if we lose a game, y'all can all blame. Everyone can blame it on me. If we win a game, blame it on me as well. So that's okay.
How big a deal is it losing a guy like Jamal Williams?
It's huge because of the fact that, like, he's a personal friend. You know what I mean? But again, Jamal didn't play last year, and we won 13 games. So it's like, you know, so I can understand where the coaches come from, but I love Jamal as a player. I love Jamal as a person, and I mean, he's great in my eyes. So that's why it's kind of upsetting to lose him. But as I said on another show, embrace change. I mean, change can be good sometimes. You know, like, we embrace change when Barack Obama got elected president. You know, like, some people, like, was a little nervous about it, but it is what it is. It's change. Change comes in life, and change can be good sometimes. So people shouldn't always look at change as a negative thing.
Change is good. I agree with you. A lot of times it can be. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't quite work out.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. But, I mean, again, you learn from that. You learn from that, you know. So you made a mistake, and you learn from it, you know. So that's why you shouldn't regret it. Don't regret it. You made a mistake. So if Jamal goes out and have 10 sacks and has a monster year, I mean, AJ can't regret it. I mean, it is what it is. He made the decision. You stick by your decision, and you learn from every mistake you make, or anything positive, you learn. And that's what life's about. You know, people got to understand that.
All right, May 6th, East Village Tavern and Bowl, downtown San Diego. Sean Phillips working with the After School All-Star Foundation. You can find more info at afterschoolallstars.org. What's the name of the event again? The Coca-Cola Stars and Stripes?
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza. You'll be down there. A bunch of your teammates will be down there. Everybody's going to have a nice evening of bowling.
Of course, it'll be fun.
Sean, we'll see you out in training camp. Thanks for a couple minutes.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
All right.